Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, welcome into hour number two. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you. If you miss us in the first hour, the troubling case of Rodney Reed, we'll still take your calls on that, 888-340-3373, kind of the all-evening-long phoner topic that we can engage on. We're also going to discuss that here in the ladies' lounge tonight as well, one of the things we're going to talk about. Let me bring you up to speed on some breaking news. Now with 53% of precincts reporting, in Louisiana, it is a tie ball game, 50% each for the Democratic and the Republican candidate for governor there. Very tight race in that very contested governor's race. And nearly a million votes have been cast already. 977,907. So it's they're approaching a million votes, and they're both at 50% of the vote. They're within just a margin, you know, just the tiniest of margin of each other. And it it appears that this will not be finished counting for quite some time, because again they're at 1,789. Precincts of 3,934. So you've got, you know, a lot of precincts yet to go, and we'll see where that goes from here. All right, and if they declare a winner before the end of the night, we will let you know that as well. Now, it's always a joy to open up the ladies' lounge. The simple concept of this part of the broadcast is this: there are a lot of voices in talk radio, in particular, that get to be amplified all the time that are male. In fact, the majority of talk radio hosts, particularly in successfully commercial talk radio, are in fact male. And as a result, there are not a lot of opportunities where women who have important things to say are just given the freedom to do that. And so a number of years ago, I said, you know what, we may not be able to fix the whole equation, but we're at least going to do something positive and proactive about it. And we started this thing called the Ladies Lounge. We started it on my weeknight show that was a ratings hit for the Salem station here in New York. And then when we moved to the weekend with the concept, it just continued to flourish. We've had all kinds of women join us on these Ladies Lounge visits, and I'm always thrilled to have people that were with us from almost the very beginning come back and do it multiple times. And Georgie Borman was kind of one of those middle people. We've been doing it for a while. But when we met, I was reading her stuff in The Federalist, and I thought she had important things to say. And she's come back many times now on Saturday nights. And so it's a joy to welcome Georgie Borman back, a successful author. She is also a senior writer for TheFederalist.com, a publication that you should be reading on a regular basis, and a host of now a very vibrant podcast, some 34 episodes in, I believe. This initial go of a podcast called the 180 Cast, which is all about what causes people to change their minds. And she looks at issues from both sides and often gets guests representing both viewpoints going both directions. But anyway, with all that, she's also a new mom again. Lady Georgie, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. You said that like I paid you to say it. No.
Nope.
So we got to working together a little bit with the launch of the 180 Cast, and it's been a fun project, I think, on every level, and it continues to grow. And I'm just curious, before we get to the news headlines, for people that don't know anything about it, talk a little bit about it, why you wanted to do it, and what's your viewpoint here some 30-something episodes in?
Yeah, my vision for the 180 cast was to be able to talk to people who have sincerely had a radical change of perspective on any given issue, or a radical change in ideology, for instance, maybe going from being a progressive leftist to being a conservative or being a libertarian, or somebody who goes from being vegan for 20 years to finally eating meat again. You know, I've talked to people like that. So all across the board in terms of how people live their lives and their view of politics, their view of faith, I want to talk to all of those people and figure out why they changed their minds and what we can learn from that. I think there's a lot we can learn from people who have been on both sides of a topic. And I think that that is something that has been generally overlooked, because most of us tend to stick with our same opinion, you know, the core opinions for pretty much our entire lives. And so those are the people that we usually hear from.
Right.
So that was the goal of the 180 cast. And it's been so interesting and so much fun.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about this, because now it'd be one thing to talk to you two or three episodes in, but you know, you've been doing it for more than a half a year, and you've tackled some pretty substantial issues. I mean, you've covered some pretty big, from transgender to, as you said, the vegan stuff to faith and even pro-life to pro-abortion and the other way as well. So I'm just curious, have you changed any of your own views based on some of the things that the featured interviews that you've had on the 180 cast have covered? Has it changed how you think about some of those big issues?
It certainly challenged me to take a look at my opinions and check it against the things that these guests are telling me, and to try and understand it from their perspective in terms of my, you know, main bullet point beliefs. Those haven't changed, but I think the way that I view topics has changed, because I have a better understanding from the other side and from, again, somebody who has been on both sides. And so I think that that helps give me a little bit more empathy and more patience when I might not otherwise have it, and also bring things into the equation and try to have the fairest conversation that I have, even though, of course, I have my own opinions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you've also, and I'm going to brag on you a little bit, you're one of the most thoughtful writers that I've ever read, and I read
you
often. But you often take that same approach to making the arguments in your writing, that there is, you know, there are other viewpoints out there. You might even cite an argument or two that the other side might make, but you always seem to then deliver the fastball, if you will, on the bottom line of what you feel. So I want the listeners to understand, I don't think you're doing this just because you're purely fascinated about the mechanics of a changed mind. I think that you are genuinely on a bit of a search for truth, and how that is discovered through conversation with people that have done that. And you, and in doing so, you've even added another kind of cool addition to what the podcast is. Describe the breakdown sessions.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. The highlight of the breakdown session is the highlights from the interview, where I go back and I take a really careful, thoughtful listen to that interview, and I pull out what I think are two or three main takeaways about what I've learned about how people change their minds, and talk about that, and then apply it to just real world situations and the topics and news that we're dealing with on a daily basis. And then on top of that, I do some news analysis and some editorializing, and you know, I can't hide it. There's no hiding it. I mean, I've been writing for the Federalist for like 5 years.
Right.
You know,
you have a pretty good record out there.
But yeah,
right.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, and yeah, anybody that's written commentary for any length of time, it doesn't take long to find where at least a lot of these people are at if you just Google any given subject in the person's name. But I wanted to, so we have a question from one of our staffers, actually, from the video booth. Have there been guests that you did not look forward to because of how different their beliefs were than yours, preparing, I guess, for that interview?
No guess that I didn't look forward to, but definitely guess where I knew that I would be brought out of my comfort zone and that it would be a challenging interview to make sure that I was being as fair as possible and getting as much out of the interview as possible.
Sure.
And being as generous to that guest who has such a different opinion from me. But those are my favorite interviews to do, actually, is with people who I totally disagree with. I always come away feeling like I have done something that will be valuable to somebody and definitely valuable to me. And from what I hear from the people I've interviewed is that they feel good about those interviews too, coming away from having an interview with somebody who totally disagrees
with
them.
Well, and I think that that's a real testament to the benefit of why you're doing this, and that you can even stimulate and keep those relationships afloat beyond that conversation actually is even more meaningful. So I've experienced not that on the same scale that you're doing in terms of in depth. But anyway, when we come back, more with Georgie Borman in the Ladies Lounge. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
And if you're watching on Biz TV tonight, there's a live shot of Lower Manhattan. Love that shot. The Freedom Tower and the rest of Lower Manhattan. By the way, that's where the red carpet for Mr. Rogers will be tomorrow night. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. We'll be walking that red carpet. Mr. Hanks will be there. What's her name from NBC? I should know her name, but she's on the This Is Us show. She's Randall's wife. Kaliki, I forget her. It'll hit me before we're done. Anyway, she's going to be there. Michael Reese will be there. He was also in The Americans. But the buzz on this movie is just amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also wanting to remind you that if you are interested in checking out Georgie Borman's podcast, the 180 Cast is what it's called. You can find that on iTunes or on SoundCloud. And we are very proud at Extreme Media, my media company, to be one of the people that help her get the word out each week. And you can find that in the Kevin McCullough Radio SoundCloud universe, or you can just search it on iTunes as well. And I believe Google Play and others all have it. If you go to TuneIn or whatever the aggregator is that you use for your podcasts. I'm a big user of SoundCloud just because that's where all of our podcasts are produced. But anyway, check that out. It comes out every Friday by noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, and then it's available from that point forward. But get caught up on all the stuff that she's done already, because it's really worth kind of, especially if you see topics that are of interest to you. So give that a listen at iTunes or at SoundCloud. The 180 Cast, 180 CAST, the 180. You get it? They did a 180. You got that? Yeah, see? It's cute by half, I'm telling you. And not only that, she's got the flip phone feature on the breakdown session. So if you get it, you see what she did there? See what I'm saying? This one's got some talent. Hey, Georgie, one of the things I love about working with you so often is that, I think one of the things that I liked about meeting you is that we had so much agreement on things. We really do try to view the world from kind of this biblically centric viewpoint, acknowledging that there's a God and that that matters in life. And so there's this really tried and true, pure perspective of trying to understand life and the events of our day and age in that kind of context. But it's also fun when we disagree a little bit. And you had an episode on your podcast a couple of weeks ago where you took issue with people that were calling the attempt by the Democrats to impeach President Trump a coup. You had an issue with that. What was it?
Because it's not a coup. Impeachment technically is a constitutional process, and Democrats are utilizing a constitutional process to impeach the president. And I mean, I think it's sort of understood at this point that he's not going to be removed. But what coup do you know all across the world uses an absolutely lawful constitutional process to overturn the sitting president? So it's not a coup. And I take issue with use of the term, because the way that it's thrown around, I think, is quite sloppy, and it's not made clear that if you're talking about a coup, that you're talking about it in sort of a political sense, like in a lighter meaning of the word. You know how you talk about, like, you're targeting different demographics, things like that, or you're putting a bullseye on this state, or so, you know what I mean? Like, people aren't using it that way. They're using it like, this is actually a coup, and like, actually our democracy is at stake. And that's just not true. In general, when you look at this whole process, things are playing out essentially the way that they're supposed to, and I know that that's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable, but the truth is that there aren't a lot of rules associated with impeachment, and certainly not a lot of rules associated with impeachment inquiry about due process and how this is all supposed to play out. It's basically whatever the Democrats say whatever they say goes at this point. So I know that that's uncomfortable, but that doesn't give people license to use such strong inflammatory and misleading words like coup, in my opinion.
All right. And having said the Georgie Borman view on it, I have a couple of follow-up questions for you. What if the people that instigate the faux impeachment inquiry, by their own standards, said, you know, well, it has to be bipartisan, and it's strictly partisan, and it has to have evidence that meets a certain level, and they have nothing. They don't even have first-hand observation of the phone call in question in the witnesses that we've heard from thus far. But even one step further, what if one of the instigators actually says, the coup is underway, impeachment will follow, and that was written on Twitter in February of 2017. What would you say to people that say, well, if their side is saying that what they're attempting to do is to formulate some sort of coup, whether it be, you know, a military one, which is not the case in this situation, but utilizing or better yet, maybe abusing the, quote, legitimate practice of impeachment, that if they're thinking of it as a coup, it's not fair to also respond and say, well, if that's what they're calling it, then that's what we can understand their at least intention to be.
Well, if somebody else says that the sky is green, are you going to buy that? And I think the person that you're referring to is, I think, the lawyer for the person who wrote the whistleblower complaint.
That's correct.
And he said that a few years ago. I think that that's good. I think that that's just marketing on his part. And I think a lot of this is, I mean, it's spin, it's marketing, it's trying to create a narrative to sort of pack all of this really complex, messy information into a story that people can understand. And the story that's being put forward on the right is that this is a coup. This is an attempt to overturn a quote unquote duly elected president. And he is duly elected. But impeachment is exactly for that. It's for removing a duly elected president. So I'm just asking that people step back and question the narratives a little bit and question the language that's being used and say, is that accurate? Is that fair? What does this do to the general rhetorical environment of the country that we're in, where everything is just, you know, ratcheted up to at least a 9 out of 10 in terms of, I mean, there are people that are absolutely hysterical about this whole thing, just like they were in 2016 when they figured out that Donald Trump actually got elected. So I think that we just have to really, really be careful and
precise. The Javits Center here in the Lower East Side or the Lower West Side of Manhattan was just filled with people that were just crying on election night. And thank God they were, as far as I was concerned. I did not want to see Hillary Clinton become president. Let's take a call. Frank has called us, a faithful listener from Des Moines, Iowa, and he has a question for you, Georgie. And if we can't get to the answer before the break, then we'll continue on. But Frank, you're on with Kevin and Georgie. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Hey, just quickly on your Reed story, what would happen if, I mean, did these people know each other? Did the two men know each other? What if the Reed guy was upset that she was going back to the abusive boyfriend? And I think murder death penalty should only be applied in these instances on premeditated murder, not crimes of passion.
All right, Frank, on that note, I'm going to let you ask your question, but you're just going to have to wait through the commercial break to get there because the music means we're almost out of time. But Georgie Borman's with us, one of my favorites in the ladies' lounge. And now that she's had a few weeks post-baby, gotten some sleep and so forth, she was able to come back and give us the high heater tonight. No coup. There's no coup. So says Georgie. I say there's kind of a coup. We'll talk about it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is starting his annual physical. The president went to Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland for portions of his annual checkup. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says that the president took advantage of some free time in an otherwise busy schedule to start his routine annual physical exam. Several firearms that were found in the home of the Santa Clarita shooting suspect are being examined. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says surveillance video of the shooting at Saugus High School appeared to show it was a premeditated attack.
The way he was firing his weapon, he was counting his rounds, it appeared he knew exactly what he had. And bringing that weapon on campus to begin with, it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment act.
Budget official Mark Sandy told the House during a closed-door impeachment inquiry on Saturday that, in his opinion, the decision to freeze military aid to Ukraine was highly irregular. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, put that shot back up, Nick. This is a live shot at the TKTS booth here in the city, and they're doing some sort of survey. There's a group, I think they're like tumblers of some sort, and they're asking folks, and people are like raising their hands around the circumference of the... You never know what you're going to see in New York. That's why it's one of the greatest places on planet Earth. It is just, if you love the laboratory of human behavior, you got to come to New York City, because it just doesn't get more bizarre or off the beaten trail than just every single day. Anyway, welcome back. Glad you're with us. It's the Ladies Lounge. Georgie Borman is our guest tonight. You read her in the Federalist. You can now hear her on the 180 cast, and she frequently makes appearances on all Kevin McCullough radio properties, because I like what this lady has to say. Frank has joined us from Des Moines. You got your point in about Mr. Reed there, Frank, but you had a question for us, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to ask. basket before we had to say goodbye for the evening. So go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Yep.
Hey, Georgie, I would concede your point if likely impeachment existed alone in a vacuum. But you got to go back to the Jill Stein recount. You got to go back to the Hollywood attack on the electors. You got to go back to boycotting the election. You got to go to the Mueller investigation, and you got to go to the Strzok Page emails. This stuff has been, it's just morphed from one thing to another, and it's going to continue morphing if this fails. Do you agree?
What do you think it's going to morph into at this point? You mean something's going to happen if they fail at removing the president?
Yes, if this fails, it'll move on to. I mean, in other words, impeachment's been the last resort, and they've been holding off to pull the trigger on this. But to placate their base, they've had to pull the trigger, and all these things that leading up to the impeachment, this is kind of the final coup. So I would suggest if it just was alone in a vacuum, I would agree with you.
Right. I think it's game. I definitely absolutely agree that there was gross behavior just before the impeachment even began in terms of like Crossfire Hurricane and the Steele dossier and all of that. All of that was terrible, just absolutely disgusting behavior. But yeah, I think that if they fail at removing the president, it's game over. And by that time, we're so close to the 2020 election that there's really nothing that they can do at that point. I mean, would you really imagine Nancy Pelosi okaying trying to get some faction of the military to come in and escort Donald Trump out of the White House? I mean, I don't, that's just not going to happen.
Well, they kicked around the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, there was that speculation that the 25th Amendment might be invoked. And, there were people that were sliming Mike Pence in that conversation. I always felt very uncomfortable about a lot of that. Frank, I appreciate the call. Thank you for weighing in. Let me go back to what he's sort of implying there, Georgie. And it's something that I think that you did. You may have touched on this in your podcast. But whether or not these events are linked or not, okay, whether or not collusion and the people that put collusion together and said that Russia and the, you know, all of this stuff was part of it, and whether deep state operatives that produced some of the dossier info worked together with the people that coordinated this whistleblower and got this whistleblower to Schiff, and whether or not any of that's like fully proven or not, it has certainly had the appearance of a nonstop campaign since the day before the election. From the Congressman Al Green saying, if we don't impeach him, he'll get reelected. The 2017 Twitter, the coup's underway, impeachment is next. To all of the stuff that was easily disputed in the Steele dossier, that then most of the Russia investigation was based upon, and some of the people that defended it still defended the authenticity and the reliability of the dossier, even on social media now. I mean, it just seems to have been like, they had, what appears to have been what Andy McCabe was referring to when he said, we've got safety nets. This isn't going to happen. We will see to it that this is, he will not become president. And of course he did, and that ruined everybody. But we have 60 seconds before the next break. I want to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, there's no question that many, as they call them, deep state operatives have had it out for the president. And the fact that this White House has had so many leaks over the past few years, I think, is a testament to that.
Right.
That doesn't change the fact that impeachment in itself is a constitutional process. And I think what we're seeing here is the use of a technically just and constitutional process, albeit a very political process with not a lot of rules, producing what would be considered, in my opinion, to be an injustice, because I don't think that he's done something that's worthy of impeachment.
Sure, it's an unjust coup. That's stand by, Georgie. We're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com. Pillow.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live. Thank you to the Viz TV network on in some 66 million households across the country, including our new market tonight, Wichita. Thank you, Wichita. We hear you there on KCTU, channel 5.7, there in the lovely Wichita market, number 66 market. And I think we may have a radio affiliate there, but now to be on the Big Bird TV there, that's really cool. So thanks to Biz TV for making that happen, and thank you Wichita, Kansas, for joining us on Saturday nights now as well. And I just want to make a quick reminder: we are still in the midst of our special effort to liberate human trafficked slaves from northern Sudan, Christian slaves that have been enslaved, women many times taken as young girls, have been enslaved for dozens of years. We are at 176 slaves released. for the 2019 effort. We are hoping to be at over 200 before the end of the year, and that's just 24 slaves away or so, 22 lives, I guess. We're at 178 as of tonight. So we were hoping to maybe liberate somewhere around 160, and you have just blown past that, and we're just grateful. If you did not yet do that, I'm going to be telling you more about it in the weeks to come, but please call 888-342-1010. $250 sets one slave free and also equips them to start life all over again with the Bag of Hope from CSI to begin their life in South Sudan, relocated with their family, etc. We are in the ladies' lounge tonight. Georgie Borman pitch hitting into after hours, as we call it, in the later portions of the hour, and we're grateful that she's here. The 180 cast is her podcast. You should be listening to that. Just go on to iTunes and make it an auto download for every week. Then you'll find yourself riveted at not only the breadth of topics that she covers, but the detail with which she gets people to really explain why they change their mind about these big issues of the day. It's really compelling stuff, and I hope that you will take the time to do that. One of the features that she has there is called the flip phone. And Georgie, I want to give you a chance just to explain what that is.
Yeah, the flip phone is for people to call in and share their thoughts on anything that's covered in the 180 cast. Whatever their thoughts are, whether they think I should change my opinion on something or where they disagree, or if they have suggestions for people that they think I should interview. Like this past week, I got a really good suggestion, and generally just to have really good conversations based off of these 180 cast interviews. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love yeah, well, hearing from the listeners.
Free plug. That just makes give the number.
Better. Yeah, 323-999-1802.
All right, 333-919. Help me out.
323-999-999.
I'm Herman Cain doing economy.
323-999-1802.
There we go. All right. You did it much better than me. All right. So another couple of things we wanted to hammer out tonight. Did you have anything you wanted to the left? Because I kind of cut you off going to the break. I didn't want you to feel like you weren't given an opportunity to respond.
Cheap
coup shot there at the end. The other topic that we started the show with was the case of Rodney Reed, and I know that you had some thoughts about it struck you. You even reached out to me last week asking my thoughts on it. What stood out to you about this case?
When I first saw this case trending on social media, I had no opinions on it, right? I had no preformed idea on whether he was guilty or whether he was innocent, and I just started getting into the information past just what people were saying on Twitter or Reddit or whatever.
Right.
And trying to understand for myself, like, is this guy really being railroaded, or is he actually guilty and he should be, you know, sentenced to death? And I come away with the conclusion that I do think that he is innocent. At the very least, there is not enough solid evidence to convict him, at the very, very least. So even if you can't, and even if there isn't enough evidence to convict the guy that people actually believe did it, which is Jimmy Fennell, who was Stacey Seitz's fiance, that still doesn't change the fact that Rodney Reed is likely innocent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and it's going to be interesting. At least they're going to get the trial judge to hear the witnesses that have heard Fennell's behind prison bars confession, and they will have a chance to, for the first time, because it has not been done, at least according to the New York Times, as of tonight, they had not ever tested the murder weapon for DNA. And if it comes away that Fennell's fingerprints or DNA are the only DNA on the murder weapon, that's going to be a fairly significant discovery that the post-DNA world is now able to give us. I mean, Georgie, I was working talk radio early in my career in Chicago when the DNA really started to come to fore in the use of unsolved and post-solved crimes. And to have the Chicago DA's office over the first 3 or 4 years have to go back and pardon and release as the dozens of people that they had to that had been wrongly convicted. This DNA stuff is actually pretty cool that they, you know, that they can draw as much concrete evidence from it as they are able to.
Yeah, there is some criticism from the prosecution and the people who believe that Rodney Reed is guilty that the touch DNA is not going to come away with anything substantial because the best practices for handling that evidence were not didn't involve always using gloves, and so it could be contaminated with all sorts of people's DNA. So I'm not sure about that specifically, for instance, like on the belt that was used as the murder weapon, but there are many, many other points, not just of these so-called 11th hour witnesses who have come forward, but other points where you look at the forensic evidence and you say, no, it doesn't line up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's indications that the crime scene looked like it was staged and you know, like half of the murder weapon was found next to the truck and half was found next to her body and a lot of weird stuff. And then in addition to that, Jimmy Finnell was actually the prime suspect for several months before they identified the DNA as belonging to Rodney Reed. And Finnell failed a polygraph twice.
Right.
And then he pleaded the fifth. So
yeah. Bottom line for me, don't be sleeping with people you're not married to. It just keeps life so much simpler that way. Georgie, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Reader at thefederalist.com. Listen to her at the 180 cast, both on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast, you can. We're coming right back. I've only got a few minutes left tonight. Sure, I'm glad you've spent it with. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping, but you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KF.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
right, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, I was mentioning in the last segment the effort to make sure that we free, at minimum, 200 slaves this year from the Northern Sudan slavers that still hold human slaves. We are about 22 slaves being liberated away from that number. And if you would like to help, $250 liberates one for life. The number again, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And I also, I don't have the ability to do it tonight because I was going to get the, I don't have it with me. But MyPillow is introducing a brand new product, towels that Mike Lindell has just gone gaga for. And what the MyPillow did for pillows, these towels are doing for people. That if you notice when you buy a towel at the store, it's all soft and just fluffy and feels so good, and then after like two washes at home, it's like dry and crackly and everything. Well, part of that is what the towel company has done to give it a false sense of softness. They're not using the really high level cotton, and they don't treat it the right way. The MyPillow towels will stay soft. They will stay amazing. They'll be the best towels you'll ever use. And if you call tonight, they're going to cut you a great deal. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. But ask them specifically about the new MyPillow towels, because if you don't like the way your towels get dried out and awful, these will not do that. Anyway, 800-506-2641. I didn't have a chance to get into the story tonight of the Cleveland Brown player that whacked the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the head with a helmet. A lot of people were asking me last night, you know, oh, do you think that, you know, he's going to get suspended? I actually think he should and maybe go to jail. It's just... He could have killed the guy. And I'm glad that he was sorry and all afterwards, but I don't think an indefinite suspension is necessarily too harsh of a penalty. Not that great for Browns fans, but my goodness, have you ever felt one of those NFL helmets? You could literally bash a guy's face in, and he tried to. So let's, dog pound and all in Cleveland. I know you're very excited about your Browns, but you wrong is wrong. In this case, that was. All right, Kevin McCullough. Hey, this next week, I may or may not be on Big Fox doing impeachment coverage. If I am, I'll let you know through social media. So check my Twitter every single day, at KMC Radio. You can also join the same Instagram by the same handle, at KMC Radio on Instagram, at KMC Radio on Twitter. And if you're trying to look me up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/KMC01. We'll get you to my public page. And then you can log your complaints, your suggestions, your praises, whatever else. We'll be glad to interact with you on social media. Sign up for the podcast, iTunes and SoundCloud. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio in either one of those locations. That should get you there as well. And then, last but not least, my new Town Hall column comes out tomorrow morning on Town Hall. Check it there, and we'll be back in touch with you next Saturday. Have a great one. Ciao.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.